Asia, Europe are minute corners of the universe. All the seas but a drop in the universe. Mount Athos but a little clod of the universe. All the present time is a single point in eternity. All things are little, changeable, perishable. All things come from thence, from that universal ruling power, either directly proceeding or by way of sequence. And accordingly the lion's gaping jaws, and that which is poisonous, and every harmful thing, as a thorn, as mud, are after-products of the grand and beautiful. Do not then imagine that they are of another kind from what you venerate, but take a properly considered view of the source of all. He who has seen the things of the present has seen all things, both everything that has taken place from all eternity, and everything which will be for time without end. For all things are kindred and of one form. Frequently consider the connection of all things in the universe and their relation to one another. For in a manner all things are implicated with one another, and all in this way are friendly to one another. For one thing comes in order after another, and this is by virtue of the active movement and mutual conspiration and the unity of the substance of things. Adapt yourself to the things amongst which your lot has been cast, and love those people amongst whom you have been placed by fate, but do it truly, sincerely. Every instrument, tool, vessel, if it does the thing for which it has been made, is good. And yet he who made it is not necessary to that good functioning. But in the things which are held together by nature, there is within and there abides in them the power which made them, and therefore it is all the more fitting to reverence this power, and to think that, if you do live and act according to its will, everything in you is in conformity to intelligence. And thus also in the universe the things which belong to it are in conformity to intelligence. Whatever you shall suppose to be good or evil for you amongst the things that are not within your control, it must of necessity be that, if such a bad thing befall you, or the loss of such a good thing, you will blame the gods, and hate men too, those who are the cause of the misfortune or the loss, or those who are suspected of being likely to be the cause. And indeed we do much injustice in our need to make such links. But if we judge only those things which are in our own power to be good or bad, there remains no reason either for finding fault with a god or putting on a hostile attitude to a man. We are all working together to one end, some with knowledge and design, and others without knowing what they do, like people when they are asleep, of whom it is Heraclitus, I think, who says that they too are labourers and co-operators in the things which take place in the universe. But people cooperate in their own very different ways, and even those who find fault with what happens, and those who try to oppose it and to hinder it, cooperate abundantly. For the universe has need even of such men as these. It remains then for you to determine what kind of workmen you place yourself amongst. For he who rules all things will certainly make a proper use of you, and he will admit you into some section of the labour force, whose work together conduce to one end. Only avoid such a part as that of the mean and ridiculous verse in the comedy, which Creosippus speaks of. Does the sun undertake to do the work of the rain, or Aesculapius the work of the fruit-bearer, the earth? And how is it with respect to each of the stars? Are they not different, and yet they work together to the same end? If the gods have given consideration to me and to the things that must happen to me, they will have considered for my benefit, for it is not easy even to imagine a deity without forethought. And as to doing me harm, why should they have any desire towards that? For what advantage would result from this, whether to themselves or to the general good, which is the special object of their providence? If they have not given me individual consideration, they have certainly considered the general good at least, and inasmuch as the things which happen to me are consequent upon this general arrangement, I ought to accept them with pleasure and be content with them. But if the gods give consideration to nothing, which it is wicked to believe, and if we do believe it, let us neither sacrifice nor pray nor swear by them, nor do anything else which we do as if the gods were present and lived with us. But if the gods do consider none of the things which concern us, I can at least take consideration for myself, and I shall look to that which is most useful, and that is most useful to a man which is conformable to his own constitution and nature. And my nature is rational and social. So far as I am Antoninus, my city and country is Rome. So far as I am a man, it is the world. The things, then, which are useful to these cities are alone useful to me. Whatever happens to the individual person is good for the universe as a whole. This is apparent enough. But if you observe further, you will observe this also as a general truth, that whatever is profitable to the individual is profitable also to others, though the word profitable should be taken here in its common meaning, as applied to things that are what we should call indifferent. As it happens to you in the amphitheatre and such places, that the continual sight of the same things and the general uniformity of the spectacle becomes wearisome, so it is in the whole of life. For all things above, below, are the same and come from the same conditions. How much longer, then?